Hello and welcome to The Glider Show, the audio podcast about learning to fly gliders. I'm your host Sam, and I'm learning to fly gliders on the very western edge of Dartmoor in the United Kingdom. Now you're invited to follow my progress week by week from not being a glider pilot to actually being one. And the way the weather has been over the last couple of months since I started learning to fly, that could be a lot longer than I at first anticipated. And in this week's show, I'm going to take some time out to think about my progress so far, and also to think about where this podcast has got to, and more importantly, where we might go next with it. In the news this week, there isn't any. There you go, that was easy. So it's a Sunday, 17th of February, and just stepping outside of the house now. No mistaking that spring is in the air. It's not anywhere near as cold. Just coming out as it has been for some of the weekends over the winter period. So we're going to go up there today. There's a southeasterly wind due to be blowing over the airfield, which isn't possibly quite enough to make the wave event happen that everyone so loves, but you never know, it may shift around just enough. There's a feeling up at the club that something could happen. Anyway, there's also a feeling that for someone in my position who's had a 6 weeks or so without flying or without getting their hands on the controls, there's also a view that if it's sunny, looks like it's going to be about 8 degrees, or maybe more like 3 on the top of the hill. But if it's sunny and it's not adverse weather, then you'd be mad not to go and give it a go and get some flying time anyway. So with that in mind, I'm heading up there now. Probably the earliest I've ever set out, 8:05. I'm quite impressed with myself. Okay, so we'll see what happens. So what does it tell you from your observation coming up there? Looking at the weather as you see it.
Well, all we know is easterly winds good because we get wave off the moor.
At the moment, it's looking a bit south easterly. And I've seen some what looks like lenticular cloud over that way. Wave, is that wave bars or?
I didn't actually look quite that far. There should be some, but the primary wave is set up to our east.
Okay. So if it works for us, it's got to be over.
Well, it's lee wave in this particular case. It's not exclusively, but in this particular case, it's triggered by the topography. The terrain. And the air's coming over Dartmoor and then effectively bouncing. Well, that's what we're hoping. There's no reason it shouldn't.
This bit here, the copper bit.
Yeah. You can see that it's likely to fail. Much more wear on that, it's likely to fail. So we'll chop it out.
Before you cut that off, where's the ferrule?
The ferrules in that milk bottle.
Is that not doing anything?
It is, but it's not doing it very well.
Right, you let the needle down.
Yeah, so I'm taking the cables from the winch down to launch point, and then I'm going to come back, get Nigel, and then we're going to go back and check the length of the cable, give it a visual inspection for the start of the day. And I'm looking at the windsock now, which is pointing southwesterly. So it's not southwest, it's pointing southeasterly, so it's not the perfect easterly that everyone seems to want, but there seems to be a lot of excitement, and suddenly there's a lot of people at the club, as we know there always will be when there's a prospect of wave about. It's addictive stuff. Anyway, let's get this cable down the far end. Got a bit of a problem. We've got very nice weather, almost easterly wind coming off Dartmoor, which is great flying conditions apparently, and we've got thousands of pilots turning up. Everybody wants to fly today. We've got two aircraft out on the runway, and we've got dead battery at the winch end of things, so we're now rushing around trying to work out how to get this thing jump started. And then if we do manage to jump start it, will it start again the next time it's needed? So at the moment the chaps are investigating pulling a battery out of the tractor. Well, that's encouraging. Roger's got the tractor actually started. He's going to take it down there. Right. Hurrah! Success!
Right. I take it we haven't checked the cables yet.
No, no.
What we'll do is just drive down and back and check the cables.
Okay. Result.
Yeah, well, that was good. That's all it needed is a bloody turnover, and that was it.
So, was it a good idea to leave the tractor down this end for the duration?
Yeah, do you want to leave it there?
Just thought. And the jumps, we'll have these.
Do you want to leave it there and then come?
Yeah, that ain't a bad idea. It's a bit of insurance, isn't it?
Yeah. It ain't no good at the other end of the runway.
So I will give control to you at 500 feet, or what I estimate to be 500 feet.
Okay.
Let me know you're happy by saying I have control.
Yep.
Check the wingtips. Make sure the right wingtip is within the horizon by a good inch or so.
Okay.
And just keep the pressure back on the stick. Don't let the pressure go on the stick.
Okay.
Don't forget your left hand is on the release.
God.
Is it difficult to reach?
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it might be too far back or something.
I might need a cushion.
All right, brother. Come on.
Okay. In the air. It was up there. 50 knots.
Oh, that rubber there.
70 knots.
Okay, Sam, you have control. Don't come back. Don't get back. Get a little bit forward. That's it.
Sorry.
Left wing down. Okay, she went.
Sorry.
No problem. Check the release. You have control. Nice wings level. I estimate we've got 800 feet. Okay, check to the left. Turn to the left. That's it, back pressure. That's it, that's good. Left rudder, no, right rudder, sorry.
Yeah.
To keep the string straight. That's it. Keep coming around to the left. Use the yaw string.
Yeah.
Keep coming around. Don't keep looking over your left shoulder. You should be looking over the nose. For the attitude and looking at the yaw string, right rudder, right rudder, right rudder.
Oh God, sorry.
That's it. Little wing. Keep coming around to the left, I think, Sam. Otherwise, we'll lose sight of the airfield. Okay. You're going fast, I think. Relax. Back to the stick. What height have we got?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Okay, keep coming around to the left then. I have control, Sam.
Yeah.
I think you're panicking a little.
Yep.
I thought you were panicking a little.
Probably.
What speed have we got?
Six, just on 60. 55.
What height have we got?
650.
Sorry?
650.
Okay, you have control. Just fly straight and level. Keep your string straight. Don't let the speed build up. There! It's all about relaxing.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with your left and right?
I do when it's been told me. I never knew that before.
Come round to the left, please, Sam. Fairly well banked turn. Eyes over the nose. Don't let the nose rise. That's a good turn. Right rudder. Whoa. Right rudder.
Okay, gotcha.
String straight. Right rudder. I have control.
Okay.
Just a bit worried about how low we are. What height have we got?
We've got 500, just under.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, that's good. Okay, follow through.
Yeah.
Trimming forward. Looking for 55. Have I got 55?
Yep.
Good. Hand on the air brake. We'll try and land short.
Okay.
Use the width of the field. See how we're pointing and see how we're tracking across the ground.
Yeah.
Still got 55 knots?
Just under, yeah.
Fine?
60.
Okay. So the reference point is going to be in front of the muddy bit. There go the air brakes. Air brakes in. Out again. Full left rudder there. Full left.
Right.
That's a bit better. By the end of the day, I'll get the hang of this thing. See how it's weathercocking?
Yeah.
I think the left and right bit maybe is when you feel a bit of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because you suddenly started doing all sorts of things. Most of them were wrong, weren't they?
I expect so.
I mean, when I said twice, I've said turn to the right, turn to the left,
and I go
and
left
the other way.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
I've noticed. I've noticed that since I started gliding, I've never noticed it before.
Really?
Absolutely. Never had a problem. And it may be instruction. Maybe I have never taken instruction.
Yes.
And
you're not used to someone telling you.
No. But there's a synapse missing.
Yes.
Like a left right. What the hell's that? I don't know.
Isn't that interesting? But you did quite a bit of the flying there. And I just sensed you were getting a little bit panicked, so I took over from you. To let you just relax a bit. And then when you took over again, it was absolutely fine. Vastly better.
So, had three flights, one of 5 minutes, one of four, and another one of four. And by the time I'd finished those, I was really ready to quit. And I probably mean quit the whole thing. Found it very, very hard not to be demoralised about it. I'd go so far as to saying I'm not getting any pleasure out of it at all. And it's hard to admit that. My journey to becoming a solo pilot has not been easy so far. For some reason, I don't feel that I've taken naturally to the stick and rudder coordination, and I certainly haven't got to a point where I feel in any way confident. That's really challenging to me on a couple of levels. One is I'm not used to not being able to do things, so that challenges me. And another is that I can't put my finger on what it is that makes this not work for me at the moment. And there are lots of conversations running through my head about why I'm not doing well at this, and indeed whether I should continue doing it or not. And I'm noticing that my motivation for it is also starting to suffer. Don't get me wrong, I love being above the ground. I love being in the air. I think Martin asked me if I was scared, and I'm not afraid of being in the glider. I'm not afraid of anything about it. What I am is lacking confidence. And I'm having some sort of conversation going on in my head, which is robbing me of any pleasure of doing it. It feels more of a pressure and more of an unpleasant task than it is in any way pleasurable. And I think that's a real problem for me. So sorry to have depressed you about this. I'm sure I haven't depressed you, but I'm sure it's a completely common thing for many people learning to glide. I've booked in for a one-day course next Sunday, which, weather permitting, should mean that I get quite a bit of time on the stick. What I've got running through my mind at the moment is, what's it going to take to regain my confidence?
Now, as far as the podcast is concerned, it's been a very interesting few months. This is show number 8, and up till now we've had some interesting audio from the Gliding Club on pretty much every single episode of the podcast, and I've had the chance to try out a few different things. A real success, I think, for me has been the sound of the instruction when we're in the air. I think that, coupled with the wide-angle camera footage, the film from those cameras, combined with good quality audio recorded in the cockpit, really open up some possibilities for top quality instruction video. I've really enjoyed the process of making the podcast. I've learned a lot about how much time it takes, a lot about some of the things that work and some of the things that don't. And I've been very encouraged and quite impressed by the willingness of some of the people at the Gliding Club to take part on an informal basis. The guys seem to be quite comfortable having a laugh and talking their normal chatter, and for little bits of that to feature on the podcast without getting too heavy about checking it through with everybody. There's a nice balance of that, and I'm really pleased that it's worked out. I think, as I've mentioned before, it's noticeable that the folks who enjoy gliding are not natural performers in front of microphones or cameras. So getting interviews is actually something that's a lot harder than I expected. If you've got any ideas for general interviews that would be really interesting for you as a beginner pilot, wherever you are in the world, please do let me know. Either ideally drop me an MP3 to ukglider@hotmail.com or tweet me at ukglider. Now, another idea I had for the show was the possibility of inviting some guest contributors on a regular basis, people from clubs over the UK or all around the world. I would love to have a couple of regular contributors featured on the show. It would be fantastic to hear audio from different people. So a direct request, if you're listening to this and you're a pilot or a trainee pilot at some far-flung part of the world or somewhere nearby in England or the UK, and you'd like to contribute on a regular basis, get in touch with me. It'd be fantastic. All you'd need to do is to carry your iPhone with you, if you've got such a thing, or failing that, a dictaphone or MP3 recorder. Basically, anything you can capture some audio with, talk about what's happening for you, give us an insight into your flying experience and some of the characters you fly with. It's just one or two quick ideas of different ways to develop the podcast and add new ingredients into the mix. But of course, I'm sure you've got some good ideas. And if you have, just drop me a line and share any ideas you've got with me. In our comms this week, I've got a nice email come in from Mr. Mike Maddams. And I want to read you this email. Hi, my name is Mike Maddams, age 24, and I've been an aviation nut since birth. I caught the bug from my dad during the first 11 years of my life living in South Africa. I got to fly in Tiger Moths, Piper Cubs, Chipmunks, Harvards, and even a JU-52 and more. Mike says, I now live in the UK, am married, and have a baby boy. I went away from constantly thinking about aircraft for years and focused on music. Recently, I was getting down trying to find the cheapest private pilot license course on the net, night after night, when I came across the idea of learning to fly gliders. Mike says he found it in the way of the Upward Bound Trust near Oxford. Now, I'll do a little research and find a link to that. Where I am now to start my solo course in April, a long wait from October, when I booked it, but they only have a certain amount of places in the course. I can't wait, Mike says. I have bought my logbook, BGA Elementary Gliding Book, lots of magazines, and anything else I can find on the subject. This all coincided with me getting this iPhone, from which I am now writing. I trawled the net, iTunes, podcasts, etc. for gliding stuff, and found the few things I'm sure you have heard too. I wish there was a podcast on gliding. I have to say, you beat me to it, and you're doing a much better job than I could ever have done. I absolutely love your podcast, and your material is exactly what I want to hear as a soon-to-be glider student pilot. So after a long-winded email, I guess I just want to say thanks for doing this podcast, and I hope to hear the next episode soon. Perhaps one day we'll meet on a sunny airfield. Cheers, Mike. Well, Mike, thanks a million for taking the time to write that. I'm pleased that what I've been able to do with the podcast has been useful and enjoyable for you. So that's all for show number 8 of The Glider Show, a slightly shorter show. I hope by this time you've got the message that hearing from other people is one of the things that will really make this show come to life. Why not share a bit of your world with me and anyone else listening? All you've got to do is record a short audio clip and send it by email to ukglider@hotmail.com. If you've got a smartphone or a PC, then you're a couple of clicks away from taking part. Don't forget, you can also tweet me at ukglider. Check out the Take Part page on the website at ukglider.com for additional information on how to take part in the show. The music for the Glider Show is Cloud 9 by Norwegian slide guitarist Finn. Don't forget that if you click on the Subscribe to the Glider Show in iTunes button on the website, you'll get new episodes automatically delivered to your PC, Mac or smartphone. This is Sam Deeks and you've been listening to the Glider Show. Roll on, spring, and fly safe.